Blog Talk Radio.
Please. Okay. I'm like the top of the air is back.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Unmute me. Okay. Okay, well, I'm muted. So, yeah, you know, like I said, man, we're like 42 minutes late. So what? It's Angry Bastard Radio. We do what the fuck you want. Let's be clear about that first and foremost. Sip the liquor waiting for this bitch ass nigga to call in. But what we're going to do is we're going to prank call him. Because he's a put. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you this song to listen to, I guess. You have a song to listen to. It's my shit, actually. Alright? So.
Open my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. Disappeared in the crap, all you seen was soup. This little nigga named 96, he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We should've trade one gas, now we out of the closet. Mom deep under wide, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. D-man, I take this war shit deep. There seems too many real players fall to let these bitch niggas beat me. Fuck. Let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Mac, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now. Take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play hate on my shit. To eat a fat dick, let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds, open my third motherfuckers know. That's the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blown. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know. This is the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light skinned stocky with a Haitian accent. Jewelry fast cars and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take me back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the fed. Same crime, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I need you bitch niggas just listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up. Niggas stuck me up. Heard your guns bust. But you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine. From everything I owe, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga. All out warfare. Eye for eye. Last words to a bitch, nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now. Watch your front. Here we come. Gunshots to duck. Now you stuck. Fuck the rap game, nigga. This M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all odds. I'm hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Be against all odds. Up in the studio, getting blown. To the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds. hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that fact, he did some shitty shit to did, so he riding for that. And that nigga that was down with me, rest of dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. So it's a hostage, nah. Niggas that don't rhyme right. Seen too many movies. Load them up against the wall. Close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye. Let the real live niggas hear the truth of me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? Against all odds. Open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds. Up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds. Open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The true shit I ever spoke. Against all odds.
Put my gun love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns, salute to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest, being sold from military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns, salute. I salute you, my niggas, stay strong. I ride for you, I rhyme for you, I roll for you.
It's
all for you. It's all you bitch made niggas, I'm coming for you. It's all out. Yeah, who the fuck is gonna get you? Touch me, I'm at you. I know you motherfuckers just think I forgot. Me and I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said, don't rule a war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. Now I want war.
Hey, yo, GQ, you in the building, man. Yo, like I said, man, 6'4", we in the building. What the problem is, GQ's in the building for some reason, he ain't talking, unless I got him muted, which I don't think I do, because it says callers on air. That's the case right now, I should hear him, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he's making another phone call or something, let's just wait for a minute. So, you know, feel free to call Block Talk Radio. You know what I mean? 914-338-1782. Dedications, shots, requests, to spew hate, talk about today, whatever it is that you want to do right now. We're here for that. So, holla. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, 914-338-1782. Yo, GQ, you in the building, man. All right, hold on. I'm going to mute your phone, and then I'm going to unmute your phone again. All right, you're muted right now. Now, let's bring you back to where you need to be, you know what I'm saying? You on the air, GQ, what up?
Now we get into it.
Angry B Radio. An hour and 10 minutes left, bitches. And niggas, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, we here. Waiting for GQ to start talking, because I guess right now he's in the Matrix or something, so. Let to see what's good with him. I'm not too sure. But I definitely know he's lighting that Uki. If nothing else, I know that. He's lighting that Uki. I don't like Uki, so I can't relate. I hung up, which is cool. What I do is sip yak, though. Sip yak, I'm drinking booze. You know what I'm saying? Let me take my brother off of mute. As soon as it says on air, then we're gonna go ahead and keep him in the building. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's, like I said, that's GQ. You know what I'm saying? GQ, you should be on the air right now, Pop.
Hey yo, ma, you a bitch ass nigga, ma.
Hey yo, hold on. Hey yo. Hey yo, you a bitch ass nigga, ma. You know what I'm saying? Like for all.
Hey yo, ma, you. Word. Hey Stu, your rent's due, motherfucker. Angry Rocky Radio, man.
AB Radio on the Brizzle. It's popping. It's team.
I mean, niggas was gone for a minute, but niggas is back.
Yeah, we back, you know what I'm saying, in a non-prime time slot. You're going to have to excuse me for a second because, you know, I got the blood hanging from the lips and all that, so y'all understand the situation. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me spark this.
Yeah, I'm in the process of, preparing the Dewey.
Think it's still twisting up that twist.
Hell yeah, damn. So anyway, man.
I have an unknown number right now. Let me see what it is.
Unknown number. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is motherfucking Angry Bastard Radio. Hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And we're taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 8:30 in the p.m. This is the show to be at. This is one of the angriest motherfucking shows on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your boy, GQ. We will be getting prime time real soon. So, you know, those of you that are available around like the 8, 9 o'clock p.m. hour, you'll be able to tune in as well. Like I said, I'm GQ, and this show is one is a smooth-ass show. We don't really have no topic today. Because niggas is just, you know, we're just chilling back in Bart Lane.
Yeah, man.
And
you know,
getting in the mix of things and you know what we do. Also, hit us up. We got Facebook. You're looking up for the Facebook. Hit me up at G. Put in the name G E E, and then space, and then Q E W. That's
yep.
G E E space Q E W.
Mm-hmm.
The real on the Facebook.
Hit us up on the Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. 64 also has a Facebook.
I sure do, but I can't really put it out there like that because, you know, my shit is under governmental shit, you know what I mean?
Okay, no doubt.
So you can find me through GQs. That's GEEQEW. You can find me through his Facebook. Also on Twitter, for SIXXXFO at Twitter. I'll be there, you know what I'm saying? So you holler at us, more or less. And
niggas gonna follow, you know, follow us.
Of course, man. Follow the twit, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure about it, you know? Let me see what I can put on for some talk over music. Okay.
Damn, girl. Damn. Damn. Hey, yo, man. Yo, you got that, that Meek Mills? Make him say?
Make him, Meek Mills?
Oh, yeah, Meek Mills, make him say.
This nigga's crazy, man.
This nigga's crazy, man.
You ain't been to Jersey in years, nigga. Nigga, you ain't sleep on my floor.
Yeah.
That's my studio, nigga.
That's my studio, nigga. That's my floor.
You did. I paid the rent, Miz. Me and my niggas paid the rent. We so dope to pay the rent. Stupid bastard, y'all. And you recorded it there.
Stupid bastard. Bag it. Somebody gonna die tonight.
This is God's work, you soft jerk. Mm-hmm. You my little nigga. I was standing there when your mom's.
Yeah.
Over
buttons like fat niggas in small shirts.
You the shit with the computers. I'm on the block handing out the pistols to the shooters. Angry Bastard Radio, man.
Angry Bastard Radio. One, you on the air.
Big homie said, yo.
Yo.
Fresh in the building, man.
What's good, my nigga?
Fresh in the building. What's good?
Chillin', baby. How y'all niggas doing? You were supposed to put
jersey on, like God, on, but
now that your deal is gone, I see. Yo, why y'all playing this whack ass 50 shit, man?
Nope. Oh, this ain't 50, homie. This is Ransom.
Nah, I'm talking about the beat. I don't even like the beat.
What?
That sound like 50 beat right there.
Oh, it is 50 beat, but that shit, that beat is the shit, man. Kimbo multiplied by Tendo. I don't take trips with my duffel bag. You fucking, you can go in on that beat, nigga. What you talking about?
Nah, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like nothing about that, nigga.
Are you serious? You a 50 hater?
No, I'm not a 50 hater, because there's some shit that I like, but I just don't like. Nah, yeah, I guess I am a 50 hater.
Word, nigga.
That nigga garbage. Come on. The only thing I give 55 for is he know how to make money and he shitted on Ja Rule.
Yeah, he did. Ja Rule sucks.
Yeah, I mean, he ended that nigga's career. That's why I kind of like feel bad. But, you know what I mean? Not really. But then, in reality, how many people shitted on 50?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of motherfuckers try to shit on that nigga.
Tried, Jada demolished them.
Well, yeah, you right. Motherfucking, I think Jada went in on that nigga.
Yeah, Jada demolished that nigga, bro.
He did. I totally forgot about that shit.
And Lil Wayne came out with something on 50.
Yeah, but, see, I'm not really, the way you feel about 50, I feel about Lil Wayne, like, I mean, I know he's all out there and everybody's like on Weezy's nuts, but I'm not really feeling Lil Wayne like that, man.
Nah, neither am I. Like, nigga, honestly, I think Drake better than Lil Wayne.
I think Drake is writing for Lil Wayne.
Like, that's what I think. That's why I think this dude finally just became popular, because he started blowing this nigga up.
Yeah.
Is not, seriously, Lil Wayne's always been a rapper. When has he ever became a punchline rapper?
I don't know.
He wasn't like that dude with the Hot Boys.
Nah, he wasn't.
He ain't do that when he came out with The Block Is Hot.
Nah, he wasn't. He wasn't. But, fucking, hey, yo, Six. Yo, try and find Meek Mills. It should be under, should be on, like under the 2009 or whatever.
2009? Meek Mills.
Yo, I tell you what, though, Lil Wayne got himself a little all-star squad, though.
I mean, his squad is ill.
Yeah,
Lil Wayne on time.
Jay Mills been out for a while, but he's starting to get, like, fame now, you know what I mean? Mills has been out for a while.
It's funny because Mills is that dude, but he's been out so long and has not gotten a record deal yet. How the fuck you work with Puffy, but you still ain't got no record deal?
He wasn't making hit track.
Yeah. Look at Cassidy, though. Nigga, Cassidy is nasty, but he only had one good album.
Yeah. Everything else he does is like real street. And the nigga is nasty. Cassidy, I think Cassidy is one of the best rappers out there.
Of all time, Yeah. We was having this discussion in the barbershop. Of all time, who would you say is the top five rappers?
Top five rappers?
Yeah.
Top five. One being the best?
That's mad easy, bro.
Probably Pop, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas.
Wait, hold on. Let this shit ride. This is my phone right here.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord. Come on, go. Come on. Fishing for a
I got them bitties trying hit me like the lottery. It is one about me cuz I'm a high commodity. Yeah, I'm a Yo, SD. Yo. Alright, you listening. Alright, now, Fresh. What's, name those top five again?
I don't even want to hear his top five, because his top five is going to consist of niggas that he heard of in his song.
Yeah. Yo. Well, name your top five.
My top five? I mean, of course, he had the first two, right? Pac and Big is on that list.
Hold on. I want to hear what he says before you say. Go ahead. You said Pac and Biggie. Now, who else? Who's the other three?
Jay-Z, Nas. Biggie. Say Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
Nas.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Fifth? I know the fifth could be anybody, really, but really, me personally, I'm a big Sticky Fingers fan. You know what I mean?
Oh, niggas forgot about Sticky.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, if niggas forgot about Sticky Fingers, that tells you already what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what about you, S?
When last time niggas bought a Sticky album?
Greatest of all time?
Or a single, or even download.
Yeah.
No,
that's not even a fact. Greatest of all time.
That's been bad. Like, you should already know, son. Like, Biggie's not a GOAT, son.
Biggie is not a GOAT.
I mean, even the GOAT is not a GOAT, really.
Basically. Nah, but the GOAT's not a GOAT.
You gotta think, when I think of top five of all time, I think of niggas that I ain't gonna say that started the trend, but basically that started the trend. So I could say Biggie, I could say Pac, because Pac wasn't the best lyrically, but Pac did a lot of other shit, but he was just a rapper.
Niggas
is gonna put him on that pedestal. But to niggas like me, I gotta go with one of the gods. My son Rakim gotta be on that list, though.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Who else gotta be on that list? Who else was
tired? KRS-One.
Me? Yeah, you would put him on that list.
Yeah.
And a nigga like me, I'll put Slick Rick there, because that was my son.
Woo! Yeah.
A lot of niggas is where you think Nas got his shit from with all that storytelling and all that.
Yeah. Hey, Six, what do you think?
As far as the best, like, niggas always say, break it down to what
different lyrics.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
greatest
sold the most or had the illest lyrics. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, like, whatever. What was it?
Top,
you know,
five
most.
Top five groups.
I
I'll put it like that.
I'd have to say Nas, Big, you know what I'm saying? And that's for me because I was from Brooklyn, like a nigga from uptown might say Big L or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Big L. A lot of niggas slept on Big L.
But
part
of that is the legacy, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, when niggas, like, what the shit that niggas could have done, like, because they were so ill.
Yeah. That's kind of why I didn't, like, have him actually there. Because, like, I never really got to see his true potential.
I say, yo.
What about Redman?
Nas, Big, nah. Nas, Big, you know what I'm saying? I want to say the whole Wu. You know what I'm saying?
True. Hell yeah.
The whole Wu as a movement.
Mm-hmm. Niggas got us out there in China.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember I was still living in Queens, motherfucker, when the niggas came up. You know what I'm saying? And my shorty was like, yo, I seen Redman, and I seen Method Man, and I almost touched him, and whatever she said, you know what I'm saying? My shorty was saying that, so it was like, wow, it hit home like that, you know what I'm saying? I want to say the whole Whoop, but I'm going to say Big, Nas. I mean, Pac was all right, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Pac was a spearhead for a lot of that stuff.
He was, man, but you know
what? I'm talking about politically, all that shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
As far as me, like, relating to whatever the political aspect of it, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't really, I understood what you're talking about, like, yo, fam, like, we don't got shit, and we still here, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that aspect of it, but, like, in the lyrics, I understood, too. But I wouldn't put him.
He just wasn't a lyricist. He wasn't
put him, and he was a storyteller. He wasn't a lyricist. But I wouldn't put him in my top five. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh!
Pac. You know what I'm saying? I say Big, Nas. You know what I'm saying? Damn, let me think for a second, God. Like, niggas who moved me?
Kane and them niggas
I'm going to say a Tribe Called Quest, because, man, like, I was listening to the Tribe, son, and, like, I still listen to this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the Tribe? Hell yeah,
son. You know what I'm
hell
saying?
Hell yeah,
that's
nigga.
Like, that's the Tribe, though. Like, I listen to their shit. Like, not
Roots,
like,
most
half. It's hot right now. Like, even the, like, son, I was in Queens when you know, Low End Theory came out, Doug. So think about, like, where I was at with it. I was in Southside, nigga. And them niggas is right in the next hood in St. Albans and shit, popping that shit on the new crib cleaners. Check the rhyme and all of that shit. Dancing on top of the cleaners, remember that? Nah, y'all niggas is pussy. Y'all niggas don't remember that shit.
You
know what I'm saying?
He said, nah, y'all niggas
pussy. I was in the building for all of that, son. Just like we was in the building for Do the Right Thing, when it, you know what I'm saying? When Daddy parked the van over there in Bed-Stuy, niggas is like on the set more or less. Do you remember that, son?
Yeah, I remember that. I also remember the fucking when they had the Fight the Power tour in Little Brooklyn. They had the concert and shit. When they filmed that shit in Brooklyn, the Fight the Power, the video. I remember when niggas was there.
I'm gonna have to YouTube that, dude. You just brought that back for me.
That's yeah, nigga. Okay, so what about now? Because this young nigga, and you can tell he's a little nigga, because he's like, yo, man, doing the hottest five of all time. Number one, Lil Wayne. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
What are you saying? Hold on. Lil Wayne?
He said Lil Wayne is number one.
Oh,
I said, dog, if you really think about it, Eminem would eat Lil Wayne apart.
You would have to put Eminem in there, because Eminem broke barriers, my nigga. Like, not necessarily those type of barriers, because, you know, there was the niggas like, what was that group back in the, Third Base and them, not even them niggas, them other niggas, what's the niggas? They're the Beastie Boys. Like, them niggas was the niggas that really broke barriers, but Eminem was that nigga, like, anyway, he came out, it's like, all right, you see this white boy that actually doesn't give a fuck, that's saying whatever the hell he wants, like, that nigga was that nigga, son. And he was a lyricist, and he was a storyteller, so it's like...
And then the little nigga, like, he was getting laughed at, because this nigga was, like, so... I guess he was a Lil Wayne fan. Like, niggas was throwing out there, like, okay, well, if you're going to put greatest of all time, first of all, you can't forget about the old niggas, like Ice Cube and all them niggas. But if you want to bring Lil Wayne in there, Lil Wayne has no part of it. And if you're going to bring Lil Wayne, he's definitely not better than Kanye West. He's like, hell yeah, he is. He can't fuck... Well, Kanye West can't fuck with Lil Wayne. I'm like, what? So niggas started throwing out the D block. Like, okay, so what? You saying that he sold more albums than Styles P? Alright, well, you know, you got that one, Styles P. I'm like, nigga, there's so many other rappers that's way better than Lil Wayne. Just because this nigga drops an album, I mean, a song on mixtapes and shit, and I mean, shit, like, he says some real shit. But there's niggas out there that are spitting way harder than him. Right now, top five now, today, what would y'all say?
Yo, son, you know what, niggas, and I'm going to be real with this, I was thinking about it the whole time you was talking, son, like, niggas sleep on my son Mos Def.
Oh, nigga, I was a big fan of Black Star, bro. Big fan of Black Star.
They sleep on Mos and Talib, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and nah, they don't sleep on them. No niggas sleep on Black Thought. Niggas sleep on Black Thought more than they sleep on Mos Def and them niggas, believe that.
No way.
Hell yeah.
And he's ill. Like,
I'm telling you,
ever,
son.
He's ill like any
you.
Other, you know what I'm saying? Like,
my nigga.
Nigga, Black Thought is.
I done been around niggas that was just like, yo, who is this nigga? Like, I'm like, what do you mean, who is this nigga?
That doesn't make any sense, dog.
Like, what do you mean, who is this?
Where you been, son? What
like,
rock?
Come on, niggas don't remember my son from back in the day, stay with punning them niggas. Like, what's really going on out here?
Yo, look. Son, Black Thought is nice, son.
What about Big Pun, though?
So to be like nice like that, and then from Philly, like, it's like, you double it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like you're from New York around a million nice niggas, son. That nigga, like, name another ill Philly rapper with the magnitude of that nigga, son.
There isn't any in Philly.
You know what I'm saying? So, for me, yo, son, Black Thought is nice, and that's real. I have to say that, too.
Mos Def and Talib Kweli, son, y'all niggas get their albums or something, get a single, download something, then listen to them niggas, son. Niggas go in, son.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck y'all niggas, man. Fuck them niggas.
Junie. So that's Big, Nas, Mos Def, and Talib Kweli, you know what I'm saying? I got one more for y'all niggas, man. Whatever, man. I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah. Well, my son Pun, though, man. Nigga, forget about punning.
Yeah, that nigga went hard, though.
But that's like the same. That's like the same situation. They both had a lot of potential, but
yeah, but you don't know like where they're gonna take it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know if they would have ended up falling off the map. They would have made some shit ass music. You know what I mean? You don't know that. And the first shit they came out with.
Uh-huh.
Then again, motherfuckers could be one of them type niggas just to stay on top.
Yeah. Word. Like, you're going to keep buying his album, like,
yeah.
Time after time. Like, son, how many albums does Jay-Z have, son? Like, please let me know.
Yes.
I don't fucking know, son. How many albums does this nigga got, son? Seriously.
And he's still doing it.
You know what I mean? Niggas are still going to be... Niggas still gonna buy the album. I don't know if he's gonna still go platinum. Did he go platinum his last album?
I think he did.
I can bet he did, because there have to be 500,000 motherfuckers in the U.S. who won it and 500,000 motherfuckers elsewhere who won it. So it have to be like, that's platinum right there, isn't it?
You know what it is? All right, so you're talking about that. You're talking about that. I thought you were talking about something else.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
A whole other conversation with the truck. Yeah. Nah,
yo.
Niggas got the searchlight out here. What the fuck is going on out here? The niggas done did our hand away. Yeah.
Hey, yo, man. Hey, yo, y'all some bitch ass niggas, man.
Like it's headed to you.
I don't know about it.
Hey, son. Tell me now.
Hold on now.
High tech, good of all the hip hop. Young Jack and the Rocky Bucks, from the first to the last of the delivery is passionate. Active with assassin shit. And quality posts like Abraham and Nazareth.
That nigga goes hard, bro.
He does, son.
You just hear the way that nigga spitting? Like, rappers can't do that nowadays. That shit just sounds so fraudulent when that nigga say
it. See that? Take it all, can't believe that. They would have killed us, yeah. Because of all the quality, poverty, time worry.
Get caught in the right.
That's the shit right there.
It is.
Man, I gotta go get some weed. I'll be right back.
Yeah, turn your shit down, nigga.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I gotta go get some buzz real quick.
Yeah, turn that shit down, nigga. Fuck it.
I mean, you can check with that, not what's going on with the world, you know what I'm
saying? Yo. Yo.
Oh, boy.
Hey, yo, bus. Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
What happened to everybody? Everybody fucking die?
I'm here, nigga. You hear me? I don't know.
About to get blunted up.
No doubt.
I'm off the barricade.
Yo!
Hey, so you got built like a little barricade and shit?
You know your gate open, right?
That shit is just like,
all right.
In the hood,
yeah, no doubt.
With the light, you see the light. I know you see that light, right?
Hold on,
I'm
sorry.
Not tripping, right?
Damn, that shit smell good.
Smoking them up. Mm-hmm. No, you see that
light. Yo, is it cold up there right now?
What?
Is it cold up there?
Yeah, I mean, I would be with it, but like I said, that's the problem right there. And even if it came down to the other side, like, I
know.
You wouldn't see it being a
problem. I got snow this shit. It snowed this morning.
Unless you're
yeah. Now all the snow is gone.
That's your boy down a flat one. So
yeah.
You know, not your boy, but I don't know. No, matter of fact, you do know him. This nigga wrecked.
You're right. Yeah. Let's start
calling my motherfucking room. Come on. Rondo, let's go.
What's up, Pippin? Going to get a Dutch, man. Yeah, I see you with the kids. Yo, who's behind the switchboard? Behind the switchboard.
I'm on a switchboard, but you sit and loading.
Probably you mean clap.
I'm trying to unmute this for you.
Relax, Norman, and all that, too.
I thought I did.
Ain't got no music?
I used to live on Elm.
Hold on.
You got any new shit?
I don't know. Whatever Claxton. Son downloaded.
Claxton. Never. Nah, you had to, son. You used to live on Elm Street. Yo, you ain't hear, but you don't remember that last song getting his eye almost fell out when niggas tried to get at him in the new? You hear about that?
He's back in the building. Hold on a second, GQ. God damn it.
Yeah, so this is like on Elm Street, like on Elm Street.
Fuck up, nigga. Your mom live on M Street, nigga.
Hey, yo, man. Who's in the room, man?
I don't know, but that nigga's mom live on M Street. Bitch ass nigga. I can't find my lighter. The last time I used my lighter, I was burning this nigga fresh to death. This nigga fresh his mom's nipples and shit. I can't find this shit. Hey, yo, Fresh.
What's good?
Yo, check your mom's brown eye for my lighter.
For your lighter?
Yeah, I think I stuck it in your mom's butthole.
Ask your mom, she's still using a comb to brush her pussy hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she gotta have a pick so she can pick that shit up, not there.
Afro pussy?
Yeah, dog, she be throwing her pussy here.
Nah, no doubt.
Motherfucking pussy look like Rick James' head, dog.
Yeah, Rogaine for pussy. What the fuck is this so cold, man? I'm about to call Chiz, man.
Chiz.
Y'all niggas is in a beautiful place right now. I can't be there because I ain't got no fucking lighter. This is bullshit, James. This is bullshit, James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Puto. Okay.
Hey,
yo, Fresh. Caete tuyo,
man.
Huh? Sí. Caete la boca, man.
Caete by the boca?
Caete la boca, puto.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny, though.
Yeah, nigga, what up?
Hey, what up? Say, wait, here, what up? Tu eres maricón.
Nah, son.
Y tu maricón.
Tu eres cabrón.
Oh, shit, this nigga knows cabrón. Oh, shit.
Y muy sucia, puto. What up?
Yo, you gotta stand this game up.
What up?
That's
not me, man. That's that nigga Six.
Yeah, I know. That's what's up, bro. I'm like, damn,
man,
this nigga shit.
Up, man. Keep it cute, man. Keep it
cute. Yeah, I ain't gonna front. You were saying that shit right, too. You weren't saying it like, you know what I'm saying, like a white ex, man.
Son, keep it cute, Pato. You know what I mean? Tu sabe, you know what I mean? What up?
Angry Bastard Radio, man. Niggas is live in the New York Donut.
Man, that nigga's a pussy, man. What up? What you tell that nigga to do, man? Me, Fresh Dizzle, S Dizzle, and G Quizzle, I mean, in the building, man. 914-338-1782. That nigga's a pussy. I better not call, you know what I'm saying? Fuck is going on,
I think people are scared to call sometimes. They don't want to get roasted on.
Yeah, they don't want to get their nipples roasted.
Fuck up,
man. What?
Roast marshmallows off of GQ's mama's ass.
Oh, word?
Word.
No doubt. Roasting marshmallows off my mom's butt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I'm just imagining this shit.
It's cool, because we got your mom. We got your mom in the motherfucking, in the crab. You know, she's sitting down Indian style in the middle of a campfire.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean? We got mad logs over her lap.
Almost
like that. And the niggas burning her legs up. And every time she screams, niggas is just peeing on her face.
You two niggas can be bullshit. You don't be hearing me bust.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah. Yo, the motherfucking moms is in the original Baby Got Back video, son. You know what I'm saying? Where it looks like the whole ass is a mountain and shit? That's your moms right there. Why you think you still ain't met your father, man? Your mom was one of those video vixens, my nigga.
Your mom's a video vixen.
Video vixen.
I know a couple of people. I know people that could plug me in a couple of people.
Yo, son.
Hold me down.
What you think of Oshie like
nigga,
that?
Your mom look like the bee. Your mom look like the bee on front of the Hers honey barbecue chips, nigga.
Yo, I gotta admit that was funny, though.
Your mom look like the bee on the bumblebee tuna, nigga.
Yeah, I couldn't even get like, back on that one, man.
Yo, your mom looks like Captain Crunch.
Think it's a Captain Crunch, Count Dracula and shit?
Your mom look like Party Boy from motherfucking Jackass, nigga.
Your mom look like Beetlejuice.
Your mom look like the Tony.
What'd you say, Six?
Your mom look like the nigga from the...
Your mom looks
like Cobra Commander.
Oh, shit.
Your mom look like
Darth
Vader.
Your mom look like Jafar. Your mom look like Jafar from Lion King. Aladdin, or whatever the fuck that is.
Man.
Your mom's a toothless stripper.
I think I met you before.
Your mom ain't got no boobs, nigga.
Your mom's a one arm stripper, nigga.
His mom is a stripper with one too.
Your mom's a 10-cent stripper.
What? She
is. He's just throwing dimes at her forehead.
Who's riding the 4-train, goddammit?
Word. Bum ass nigga on the train.
Yo, who's riding the fucking IRT, goddammit? What the fuck is going on?
What?
That nigga lonely as shit on that train.
What are you eating, man?
Who riding the train?
Why the nigga eating the fucking hoagie?
Nah, nigga, I made a sandwich, man.
Yo, get that hoagie from stuck between your cheeks, mo.
Damn, that's him.
Man, look. Take a topper.
Yeah, your mom's pussy smell like barbecue baked beans, nigga.
You mean a hoagie, son?
Nigga, your mom is Chris Rock's stunt double, nigga.
Nah, nigga, I'm eating a motherfucking a beef bologna and cheese sandwich at this nigga Fresh's mom made.
Stupid, man.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, yo, Q.
Yeah.
Yo, can you still find those honey Cheetos?
Yo, Dommy. What?
Huh?
The what? The what?
The honey Cheetos.
Yeah, I'm eating them right now. The honey barbecue potato chips.
Nah, nigga, I'm talking about the honey Cheeto puffs.
Oh, yeah, I saw those the other day.
Yo, if you can get those niggas, let me know and send some down.
Yeah, because I was going to get them the other day, but instead, I wanted to pay your mom $1 to get my dick sucked, so I said, fuck it, let me get my dick sucked. Your mom. You know what I mean? I'll have to get this chip later.
Yeah, I see your mom and fucking Central Park playing three car monster hustling niggas.
Your mom be selling pussy on credit. They just slide the car through her pussy lips.
It's funny because both of your mothers are ugly.
I don't even give your mom dap, nigga.
Early is not late.
Is that right now as we speak, and y'all niggas argue like a bunch of bitches, I got all your mom's legs spread open in my basement. waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
I get there soon enough.
Well, then I must have fresh as grandmother over here then. I thought this was his mom. They all look the same. I mean, they smell like fresh sea salt water from swimming in that ocean.
So we're gonna go racist now, huh?
Yo,
what happened?
So we're gonna go racist now, huh?
Yeah, who's running the match?
Oh yeah, we're gonna go racist, nigga.
What's going on?
Speaking of races. Your grandmother and mother was racing to get my dick.
What? That was a funny. Crickets.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing, because your mom's bunk bed sounds just like crickets when I'm busting her ass.
A bunk bed? Your mom look like Murphy from RoboCop.
What? You said
RoboCop?
Oh, yeah.
That shit forever. Your grandfather looked like RoboCop with his helmet off, nigga.
Yeah, your grandmother looked like Murphy from motherfucking Police Academy, nigga. your great-grandmother looked like Mahoney. From Police Academy, nigga.
Okay, your mother look like Big Shirley from What's Happening.
Yeah. Your mom look like Barney with dreads.
Your mom look like Louise from The Jeffersons with a baldy.
Your mom look
he's
like...
dicking in the bag, pulling out another condom to slip on to throw in your mom's bongo.
Your sister like T-Pain with a mohawk.
That nigga fresh, Mo. I hear you be talking shit about me when I'm not on the show. What's that about, man?
What's
that really about? I didn't hear you. What happened, fam?
For real?
That's what I be hearing, you know.
I mean, the nigga, he didn't believe us, so he went to the motherfucking archives.
I mean, you already know already, right?
I might have.
Yo,
what's good? I ain't saying I did.
Okay. That was a good cop out.
I ain't saying I did, though.
Yeah, that's why. Come on.
Hey, it could have been a real good possibility, but I mean, right now, I don't know.
Now you're trying to strengthen your point. Now you're trying to say, you know, I hear you. It's starting to come out. Go ahead.
The truth I said, you're free, right?
Well, the truth ain't gonna set your mom free, man. I'm keeping her in a cage. And she's never coming out.
Well, you still got 3 months left on my contract, bitch, so.
Well, we already, you know, we negotiated that contract.
What is there to negotiate, nigga? You my personal slave, son. You like my personal assistant/slave. When I
mean,
say
yeah, chubby,
you say ha ha.
I mean, it sounds good and dandy, but make sure those oranges are
bent over.
Make sure those oranges are freshly squeezed tomorrow.
A, straight up.
You, bring, you know your grandma has those
make
teeth.
Sure my toes
lightly body or fuck with somebody. You gotta remember that. Because one day you're gonna take a shorty in private. She's gonna get all your info. Next thing you know, the nigga you fuck with. It's gonna blow your head off. Remember that.
Oh Lord, I should have known that. Who is this lame truck?
Be careful with them shorties when they're going private, trying to
nobody
thinks
about them bitches, nigga. Them bitches is all smuts. At the end of the day,
should,
they want to spread their legs to somebody.
You should.
Mm-hmm. And preferably your girl wants to spread her legs to everybody in the room.
Think about what
and her butt.
Don't trust the shorties, man. Don't trust them.
I mean, I do what I
no,
do.
No, you're right.
Shit.
I don't fuck though, dog.
Do
you're right, because I trust.
Very well.
Nah, that nigga telling the truth. You can't trust these bitches. Because
yeah,
I trust
course,
your
yeah,
mom, and I pulled the condom
of
off. I pulled the condom off and fucked your mom well, and now I'm burning.
Because I'm early in the game.
Gotta be careful with them females, man.
Yeah, especially your girl.
I'm keeping it around.
Especially your girl, nigga.
She's a slut, too.
Dang.
A slut that you put a finger, a ring on her finger.
For real.
I just put a nut ring around her mouth.
The thing that's around her fingers, a candy ring. She's so freaking fat.
Is this guy in here still talking?
Yeah, I think he is.
Nigga's the chat line. You're supposed to talk.
Nah, I think what it is that you like to hear yourself talk about nothing.
Nothing at all.
That might be what it is.
Conversation with another man. I'm just giving you advice.
Come on, dog. Here you go with that.
How about this? I'll take your advice and I'll give you advice.
Relationship with somebody. The next thing you know, they send a bill in there. You're gonna give them my space. You're gonna give her all your info. You're gonna.
No, why would you be concerned? Hold on. At the end of the day, why would you be concerned with the next man is doing?
Well, son, I'm trying to look out for my peace, man.
How about this, dog? I'm going to look out for you.
Not a good answer.
Don't share a milkshake with your mother.
You're not getting it, son. You're not
understanding. I am understanding. I've been way past that already, dog. Like, you're still on that. And the issue is, why are you worried about the next man? Like, if that grown-ass man wants to give out his information, then that grown-ass man will give out his information.
And you haven't done that, right? You've never done that, right?
He don't need a vocal conscience there telling
him,
well, you
never done that, right? You never give out your info to a female?
Of course I've done it before.
So you should know that.
So what's your point, though?
His point is that he got robbed because he's a soft-ass nigga.
Nah, that ain't happened, son.
So what's your problem? What's your anger, brother?
My anger is this, man. You gotta be careful with the female.
You're still saying the same thing. You're not saying nothing. You're saying the same thing over and over again.
Okay. Don't listen then.
That must have been you that got caught up, fam. It happens.
No. I'm just trying to look out for you guys because you're always arguing with people. You're always treating people racially and stuff like that. And you have to be careful.
He don't even know what he's talking about.
Crazy chat line there.
This guy doesn't even know what he's talking
about.
Those niggas mad lost right now. But anyway,
to put the blood
on the ground.
It is what it is at the end of the day.
It's going to happen.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is men at the end of the day.
Avoid something when you can avoid it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right, you're right. How does it feel to know that I played Mother May? Listen, at the end of the day, I don't call the chat line to talk to men, Mike.
No, that's nothing to do with that. I'm just trying to tell you.
What are
you
talking about?
Yeah, but dog, how does it feel to know that I played Mother May out with your mom's pussy last night?
See what I'm saying? You fucking up, man.
or you just doing what you do. You do what you do and I do, or everybody else do what they do.
That's what I'm talking about. One day you'll bump into a crazy nigga, and he'll say,
and it is what it is. Life ain't forever, my G.
All right, you're saying that now on the phone, but when you find yourself at that moment, at that confrontation, you're going to...
Come on, I've been in those moments before, my nigga. Oh, my God.
That's all that's going
to
happen, man.
I'm explaining myself to this kid. I've been in those situations, my nigga.
Three.
Five.
Why you ain't staying there? That's our room. Why you leave?
Two.
Five.
You making this pussy think he won, which
he's going to set you up. You gonna think you got a nice shorty?
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. That's the difference between you and a lot of the motherfuckers that I know.
Next thing you know, boom.
Back to digging in the bag for more comms
for
your girl.
No, that's called food for thought, son. Food for thought. Ever heard that expression?
Now
you did.
Nah, we found your mom
actually,
so stop digging. Pull a told you, niggas might pull your mom out when they dig it till they back a trick.
Same thing about mama. So that mama joke stuff is out, son. All that stuff is out. All
that
shit
is out,
son.
That's the funny thing. It's not a joke. It's a real joke.
All you killers on the chat line, all you killers on the chat line.
Listen, you're not understanding.
Real life.
The only joke here is you. You're the only joke here.
You're the only broad head, actually, because you're still running your mouth like.
And you're still talking like a bitch.
Whichever way you want to phrase it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now you're starting to understand and realize what we've been trying to tell you for the longest. Nobody cares what you're talking about.
It makes no difference. I'm still going to say it. Like, I don't care what you're saying, but I'm just trying to give you sound advice, sound advice.
You're not giving me anything because I don't care. So the more you talk about something I don't care about, the more you sound like an asshole.
When you find yourself at that moment, you're going to be crying, man.
You're right, my nigga.
That's all, man. You sound like a fucking pussy, man. What are you so worried about me for, nigga?
It's someone that's been in that position before. My nigga.
You know? Fuck, man.
My nigga. You're right.
No, you sound like you've been in a lot of positions, you fucking homo.
All right, so what's your chat line name? What's your chat line name?
My chat line name is a nigga that's fucking your mom right now.
No, why don't you just tell me your chat
line
name?
That's my chat line name.
I bet you I could set you up.
You can't set me up because I already set myself up with your mom.
That's what really matters at the end of the day.
Tell me yours.
That nigga's
What's the fucking world come to when niggas are making chat line names?
What's your chat line name, son?
What's your chat line name? I never heard nobody ask my wife for a chat line.
That's what I'm saying. What's the world coming to?
You would have asked me for my handle. That's something different.
And you're scared right now. You know, you're scared like a motherfucker.
Why you stuttering, homeboy?
What's my chat line name? Somebody go hide.
Y'all niggas is emotional, man.
Yeah, you are emotional. You're right. So says the man that's smoking the other man. Right back into the bag to pull your mama.
You got that nigga's little sister in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pull over here, man. Like, come to this one. Yo, she on E right now.
Where's this guy?
Yeah, so she's on E?
I'm going to go on her Facebook.
The funny thing about it is that your girl's on her back right now. My brothers are going in on her. Nigga, you ain't got no friends in here, man. Don't be trying to relate with niggas. If you're laughing at your life, yeah, it is funny.
Yo, son, you look like, yo, you look like Freddy Krueger with a fitted on, nigga.
Aw, oh, man.
You look like who?
It's this Baraka in the mouth ass nigga out here.
What's up, man?
Barracuda.
That strong ass
like
Cyrax
with a do-rag on. Get out of here, man.
You look like, Cyrax with a do-rag on. Pussy, get out of here.
You look like Big Mike from the Blonde Side, nigga.
Boo. Somebody picture. Cricket.
I guess I ain't seen the movie.
I look like who from the Blonde Side?
Big Mike.
Big Mike? It's funny. That's what your mom calls me in bed. Big Mike.
Gilbert Grape in the face. I have to get out of
here. Gilbert Grape.
Yeah.
Cake. Yellow cake face ass nigga, man. Yellow puss.
The fuck up. Be like Captain Crunch with his helmet off.
Captain America face ass nigga.
I don't know.
Oh, T-Rex face having ass nigga.
Nigga said, I seen him running down the block with his mattress on his back, and that fucker was moving.
Mm-hmm. My son.
Yeah, nigga, pussy.
This nigga's writing shit down, trying to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yourself, my nigga. Everything is freestyle.
Who that?
Everything is freestyle.
Who that?
Everything is freestyle out here. Like how I do with your moms when I bagged her.
Baghdad. I lack the government.
I freestyle just to bag her. And then I bag her up like drugs.
Like drugs.
Put her on the strip. But you wouldn't know about that. And make sure that...
Nah, he whatever.
But you wouldn't know about that.
D-Rock.
He out there.
Hey, yo, ma.
Hanging under palm trees.
Hey, yo.
Yo, these niggas is baby diaper doo-doo, man.
I think you hurt that nigga's feelings, bro.
It's not about hurting. His feelings is definitely hurt, man.
It's cool.
That's why I hurt his mom's lower back last night.
Guys, in control with that shit.
Yeah.
This shit is like a fucking fortune cookie.
Fortune cookie.
Yeah. Now niggas is coughing off trashy weed. Oh man. Crazy nigga.
Yeah, that ain't me, nigga.
Don't get mad because you can't afford a nickel bag.
I'm not mad because I can't smoke your dirt weed in the cold breeze like you're smoking it. That's number one.
Cheese face.
Number two, you bean pie face ass nigga. How are you even getting hot
even funny,
smoking
son.
In the wind?
All y'all niggas is
funny.
That's
the funny
as
much to be real. That's the whole thing.
That's not funny.
It's facts being told right now. How you get high in the wind with thrashing weed?
That's a bad comment. I don't smoke, son. Fuck it.
If it don't apply, let it fly. Why are you still talking to me, trying to make
okay.
conversation?
Come on,
figure
man.
That out,
that
and
nigga,
then you'll have to answer everything.
In the room, B.
Excuse me, Father?
A weirdo, dude.
At the end of the day, what's your point?
You're
his grandma look like David Letterman in the face.
The floor.
Give him the floor,
see if there's anything productive with the floor. I'll give him the floor while I'm in the
background.
Yeah, I'm in the background with your girl.
You know what? It's funny. We do have cheerleaders. Your grandmom, your little sister, your mother, your great-grandmother, your auntie, and your auntie's retarded friend.
All the women in your family.
Pretty much.
Well, that's funny.
You're right. We do have cheerleaders. And we're fucking every single one of them. How does that make you feel that your mom is getting slutted out by a nigga she don't know?
Smutted. All she knows is a ball gag in a paper bag.
I got that bitch's head sitting through my window like motherfucking like a motherfucking air conditioner.
Shit.
Her torso from her fucking head is stuck out the window. She doesn't know. And my windows is tinted, so she can't look back to see who's going in on her ball.
What the fuck is this nigga rapping to?
Yeah, that nigga is finished. Much to Z, though, man.
Right. Yeah, nigga's finished, man.
Yeah, he's
done here. Hey, yo, freshman.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me ask one question, though. I do have to ask this one question. This is the chat line, right?
Yeah.
Why haven't I heard a female's voice yet?
Because we was in one room, that's why.
I mean...
Because your mother ain't get online yet.
That was clever.
Oh,
no, that was kind of clever. I give you points for that.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at him. He's happy. Yeah, sure. Thank you for giving me a point.
Yeah, I know.
You don't fuck about that shit.
I mean, it's not his fault though. It's not his fault because his father was never around, so he never had a
someone
companion.
Someone got a real point. Someone gotta give him points.
Somebody gotta give him points.
Who better than your pappy?
He ain't like that at all.
Just like I ain't like the way his mom just left the house all trashed up after I finished trashing up. I was kind of disrespectful of your mom's, but you know,
mm-hmm.
We'll get her back.
Very disrespectful.
We'll get her back. Believe me, we'll get her back.
But she did trash the house,
well.
And she chill on the floor.
I don't understand that. You know what it was? You know what I forgot?
Yo, nigga, I'm drinking that soda so hard.
You know what I forgot?
That's not me.
I forgot to do. After I filled her dog dish up, made sure she had some Ukanuba. She was running. It's some biscuits. You gotta throw some doggy treats once in a while. You know what I'm saying? To make sure, pepperoni out here. But he wouldn't know about the pepperoni. What I forgot to do was to fucking chain her up back to the fucking boiler. That's what I forgot.
Hold on. Nah, son. I chained her to the boiler, right? Because I seen you left loose. I don't know, son. She must have got loose or something. I chained her to the boiler. I know that.
Right now, I think, I don't know. Last thing I remember was telling her to go to motherfucking Brooklyn and get me some Dutchess. Barefoot and shit. She might have got
lost. And where you live at?
She must have got lost somewhere on Pickens Avenue or something.
Where was she coming from?
That's the thing. I don't remember beforehand where I was telling her to go.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm saying, but where was she coming from?
I mean, she was coming from the crib, from my bedroom.
But you got to explain how the fact that this bitch is coming from Staten Island and walking barefooted across the bridge.
Yeah, we different.
The Brooklyn. They're just some touching.
That means she hot footed across the bridge. Oh, no, we sent on a mission, my nigga, you know.
And you know what the most fucked up part is? When she got there, it was closed, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So, like 4 hours or whatever. So she had to wait in front for like 4 hours barefoot. You know what I'm saying? I think I gave her a t-shirt or something.
You just might have fucked around and scooped it, dog.
What I'm saying?
She just didn't come back. But you know, every dog knows his home. You know? We let it out of his cage. Fuck it. If it come back, you know it's there to stay.
More or less.
He knows this.
And besides, I mean, she knows that she got to get that money also. So, you know, if niggas decide to scoop her up or whatever,
it might be off 100 points out.
She turn her trick or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Bring the bread back home, you know what I'm saying? Like the way she's supposed to, because she trained like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you keep your tricks, nigga. You got to learn them.
Matter of fact, niggas forgot. Niggas sent his moms off. She's on 100 points out right now. That's where she's at. It's confirmed. Via text message from mom.
Via.
Mm-hmm.
Via message text.
Damn, I'm gonna call his little sister because I thought their mom was around here.
The text
both got that strong ass face. Your mom's giving that.
She'll be bringing home $60 tonight.
She definitely will.
She's walking back.
Both got
the
faces that they've been smoking 100 cigarettes a day.
And I'm going to tell her, take son to tell us you can get more bread.
More bread.
Get the 100 for the action and
easy.
And give him a ball slap.
Easy. And we're playing this. And it's going under Go Go Gagger Productions.
ball slot.
So, look that up, fam. Go Go Gagger Productions. Your mom's the headliner.
Headliner, the slut.
She is.
She's the head nurse.
The head slut in charge. Ready for action. Yeah, yeah, nice. Head slut and principal. Principal slut.
HSRC. Head slut in charge.
Yeah, captain slut in chief. Commander slut in chief. Commander and slut. I'm going to say it. Alright, this scene is getting wet.
Chief Button Guts.
I don't know about that one. But what I do know is that one probably hung up
because I've exposed him like dog nuts.
The flame came out
five
from all angles
together.
Angry Bastard Radio in the building. 914-338-1782.
Press seven.
Come on now.
You indeed have
like I was saying. Angry Bastard Radio.
Hello. Can you go? Hello. Can you go? Hello.
Next.
Seven.
One. You down?
Yeah, I'm right here, baby girl. Angry Bastard Radio. You're born GQ, 6'4", and SD in the building. Nah, baby girl, you don't have to go nowhere. We don't get rowdy. Do your thing, all right?
Oh, I'm trying to have a conversation.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Shouldn't you be on the gay blade for a conversation?
What?
No, not at all.
Hell.
Is that where you go for your conversation?
Nah, you can't be. You cannot be involved.
Nah, no way.
No way you're gonna.
Hey, yo, sweetheart, where you calling from right now? Give a shout out. We live on the radio.
No way.
I'm in my bedroom.
No, you're actually in my bedroom. I just left you there. I forgot to change.
Nah, she's actually in my shed, but I consider that her bedroom.
I forgot to chain her up. I hope you ain't taking shit on my bed. Because if you took a shit on my bed, you know what I'm going to have to do, right?
What do you want to?
I'm going to, this is the first things first. I'm going to have to slap you around and call you Susan. That's number one.
90 seconds.
That's number one. Number two, I'm going to have to take your face and put it to my bed and make you smell what you did.
How did the shit get there? You must have been fucking somebody in the ass.
Make you smell what you did.
You must have been fucking somebody in the ass because it sounds like you're used to having shit on your bed, you little
it
man.
It sounds like she's angry. She's looking for every other way.
I know. She's looking for
it. You know what? And it's amazing because she flipped out when you said put her face in shit. And she must have happened before, shorty.
I know. But, you know, that's the cop-out that they do to, you know, try to reverse psychology that's going on. But it doesn't really work around here. But after I chain you back up to the boiler, I'm going to have to smack you in the face with a Louisville slugger. Until your teeth
break. You like that shit.
Until your teeth break.
I would love to do it to you.
Oh, come on.
You're lame.
This thing has a construction hat on with panties.
Yeah, she sounds like she's on a construction. She sounds like she's on a construction.
She sounds like she's on a, she sounds like she's on that construction night cell phone. You know that she writes the shit too. Yeah, you hear her phone? Damn. You hear her phone? She sounds
her phone fucked up.
Her phone make her sound ugly, right? She's done that. You better stop talking, female, because you're only digging the grave deeper for yourself. Yeah, trust seven. That was your best guess.
Okay.
Right, now you want to sound like a white. Now you want to sound like a white transsexual. Oh boy.
What is that?
Fuck yeah. Whatever. Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, do me a favor, dog. it's not cool to have on a bikini and have a have a muscle shirt on under it.
Manhand.
Not cool.
Manhand. Your mama liked it. Your mama liked
yeah.
it.
Your
mama
liked
like
it.
It.
Oh, put some bass in your voice.
Like, oh my god.
Nigga, yo, nose in the butt ass, nigga.
Nose, face in the butt ass.
Face in the butt ass, nigga.
Yeah, you face in the butt.
Come
on, Mike. Come on, young Mike. Stop it. Young Michael Jackson, all young Michael Jackson.
Forever.
Stop playing with little boys' booty holes.
Stop it right now.
Nigga look like Ludacris with lipstick on. Pussy, get out of here.
Whatever you say, I made a glue. Master of me in 6 years.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Excavate. Damn, the shorty's trying to go in. Listen, I ain't even check this shit right now, man. Fall back.
Yo, who's in the room?
You in the room, nigga.
You in the room, nigga.
I mean, if you're going to say I'm in the room, you got to add your mom, because she's underneath me right now.
Yeah.
You in the room, nigga.
Max is going to go pick his mom up from the kennel right now.
Well, hold on, because his mom's tongue right now is having a long meeting with my cat.
Smart.
Give it half the sacks of nickels. It's not a good look for your mom to give a half a case cord. Nigga's mom's giving half a case cord is out here.
Duncan.
Three.
Yo, who's in the room? Hey, yo, you a bitch, huh? 14.
One.
Yo, who's in here, man? 14.
One.
Hey, yo, you a bitch. 14.
One.
Yo, who's in here, man?
15.
Zero.
16.
Zero.
17.
Zero.
18.
Zero.
19.
One.
Who here, man?
20.
Zero.
21.
Zero.
22.
One.
Who's in the room?
23. Zero.
Make a difference if you say
24.
Zero.
25.
Zero.
26.
Fuck.
Zero.
No,
27.
Mate. One.
Yo, who's in?
28.
Zero.
29.
Zero.
30.
Three.
No.
Who's
in? He just came in and said your name.
No, he knows my voice.
Hold on, who you got?
All right.
Yes, I do.
Hello.
That bitch is like a mixture of Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey in the face.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Oprah Winfrey is not that bad looking, and Michelle Obama is gorgeous, so I guess that's a compliment.
Michael.
It was.
Let's do.
Nah, don't do that dumb shit. Yo, good. Michael, go to your age. Go to your age, Michael. Go to my age,
Michael.
Minus 10.
Michael, go to.
I'm going to find
Michael,
you, bitch.
My age minus 6. You got it?
Oh, wow. What a faggot.
Well,
what a faggot. What a fag. Go to my age, minus 6, okay? He don't even remember your age. You have to say it again. It's not my fault you smelling honey mustard, bitch.
The pain is a thunder. Still how to get over. So you have to get under.
Come on,
man.
Nobody wants to hear it.
Where is he?
Come on, Steve.
I'm right here, baby. I told you, go to my age minus 10.
He's minus 10.
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for Michael. He knows some information.
What you mean you looking for Michael? I'm right here, ma. I'm right here. Let me hit that.
No.
What
you're
you
not
mean,
Michael.
No? Come on, I am Michael. Come on, girl.
I'm lying
to
me.
Yo, stop fucking playing. Yo.
I mean, look, shorty, my name is not Michael, but my last name is Jackson, so I'm kind of close.
I ain't looking for nobody compared to Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah? I'm saying you look like Bubbles, so I mean, what's going on? Yo, sweetheart, are you black, white, or Spanish?
She's not Hispanic.
Did Michael come in here?
Yo, look, you fucking...
No, he did not, that's what I'm
talking about. Nah, oh, man, this nigga's back. This nigga went through... Yo, this nigga's a bitch. This nigga went throughout the whole chat line looking for this bitch, man. Yo, dog, you're a fucking vagina who gets no vagina.
Yeah, he doesn't get any vag. And my, if you like
any vag,
if you talk to him knowing this about him now, that makes you fucking desperate. So holla.
Yeah, it does. That nigga went throughout the whole chat line to look for her.
If Michael comes in, tell him I'm still looking for him, all right?
All right,
let me go find him.
Yeah, whatever, ma. I just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, dog, how does it feel to know that she put you in the position of a bookmarker? Hmm? Right now, you're bookmarking this room. You pussy, man.
Yeah, he is.
That bitch is like Bahama Diaz in the face, man.
What
a conversation there, yo. The conversation is between me and your mother while we're laying down.
It's just so funny. You a lame nigga,
yeah.
That was funny though, man. You a lame nigga. Just for talking like that.
I mean, you're right. I'm a lame nigga that's getting pussy from your mom because your dad's going to keep up with it.
The real talk face to face, that shit would never came out your mouth, son, to me.
You know why? Because you be laying on the ground.
You're a phone gangster, son. All right, tough guy. Say no more. I'm out.
Thank you.
Now you by yourself, bitch.
Three.
He's Zito.
I can never be by myself as long as your grandmother's laying right next to me.
Fucking coward.
Coward, man. And yo, Fresh. Where that nigga Fresh go?
I don't know. Hold on. I'll smack you in your face, man.
I need him to come over here and get his mom off of my back.
I guess he left. I'll have to wait until he comes back.
Shorty, well, while you're waiting, how about you let us know a couple of things about your fine ass sugar face?
No, actually, Michael can link me up to the guy that I've been looking for since junior high school. That's why I'm looking for him.
Whatever, Ma. You sound like you got daddy.
How tall are you?
Anyway.
I'm 5'3", 167.
Hmm.
She's lying.
Are you black, white, or Spanish?
She's fat.
I'm
you're
black.
Fat.
I'm African Barbadian.
Mm.
She's lying. Come on now. You're fat,
my,
Ma. Stop
my physicalities aren't important right now.
Of course they're not. Nothing about you is important, but I'm saying spread your legs.
Oh, sweetie. Fuck ass. Okay.
You're not even paying attention.
You're just upset.
I'm
not looking for you.
If you don't let me fuck, then I'll fuck your mom. What am I upset about? Exactly. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Or bitch.
Spread your bun.
Shut the fuck up, bitch, and spread your legs. Hey, yo, shorty, shut the fuck up.
What?
Hey,
tennis.
With the bananas on your shoulder.
Come on.
Three.
Yo, what the fuck is going on, honey? Bullshit ass nigga. Bullshit, man.
Three.
Yo, we all.
Five.
We
five.
All now,
I'm
right?
looking for Michael. The guy lives in Brooklyn.
Hold on.
Mike,
where do you live,
like
at?
Live
where you live
the same
at?
Way.
Where do you live?
Where do you live? Cut on the face and all that.
Where you live?
Looking for Dave. You looking for Dave, what?
Yeah,
you looking for Dave.
Yeah, you looking for Dave.
Yeah.
Yo, Mom, where you live at, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah, take his number down. Let me give you Dave's number, boo. I'm going to give you Dave's number.
You don't
number,
have right? Dave's number.
Don't tell me what I got in the room, bro.
You don't even know him.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't even know him.
Now, either you want it or you don't want
where's
it. Where's
Dave
now, that's
from?
Up to you. Dave is
you're
from Brooklyn,
get me
right? This is what I'm trying to tell
hell,
you, dude. Act like you
dude.
Young, right?
Hell,
you
man.
You're acting up and all that, I mean?
Well,
let's go back to where it was quiet.
Hey, yo, man,
okay.
This chick,
right.
This
yeah.
chick,
I'll meet
this,
you there. I'll meet
yo,
you
yo, this chick, what's
the
fat ass bitch? Yo, shorty, you fat ass bitch. That bitch like the Michelin
yo,
man. That bitch look like the Michelin man in the face, man. Get out of here. Fat bitch.
What's so
official
about
that
Michael
dude,
Joe?
She gone.
Four.
Two.
So is your mom's hairline.
You're on the
room.
Five.
Two.
Get on and play with me.
Play with me?
Oh, God. This is this homo. Yo. Yeah. This faggot ass nigga talking to a faggot. What?
Two men can't carry on a healthy conversation.
No, dog. There's one man talking to another man in a female voice. You damn right. That's some faggot shit.
There's
ooh, you stuttering over there, cowboy.
I think
stop,
you've got
stop
something
like
mixed up because nobody in here having a female voice, sir. You need to relax. This guy's like hallucinating, I think. He's been on a party line for too long, man.
That right
look,
there.
Now he wants to do the faggot
that
voice.
Right there. That right there. That's exactly the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all heard that motherfucker talking to y'all. See? Exactly. Exactly. How could it be me? And you had a nigga.
But let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. What are you doing? Paying attention to that gay ass nigga.
Now he's coming up with excuses.
Why are you paying attention to him? Why are you paying attention to that gay ass nigga, man?
Talking to that nigga, man.
What is wrong with you?
You would laugh with that nigga.
You're supposed to just shove it off. Just dust it off his shoulder. And then you just keep it pushing. But you're
over
here concerned about another faggot. I mean, what's going on?
Faggot ass nigga, man.
It's all bad, man.
It's all bad. That's disgusting.
You niggas is backwards on this line,
too,
man.
That's
since when is it cool to give a faggot some attention?
Oh, man, yeah. That's what you're doing.
Hey, this nigga right here is calling everybody
yo,
up a faggot, so he's over here giving him his undivided attention and giving him 100% of his view.
What he does is,
fucking weirdo.
Niggas is telling him to talk to another man in a low, trying to have voice.
Oh, bad.
And he's exposed right
hold
now.
Hold on one second, hold on.
That shit is funny. Crack, yeah. With a pack, with a crack, yeah. Fill him up with a pump like he's asthmatic. Trying to play a nigga sweet like a cosmetic. Put his club through his chest like a calisthenic. You can call me the chain snatcher. What's the nutty? You can tell him where I came at you. Sex.
Five.
Yeah, that nigga's exposed right now. That nigga went to playing music on the phone. What a pussy.
So, Mom, what's your D-script, Miss Chicago?
What's my what?
Your D-script.
My what?
Your description.
Hey, why you say that first off, nigga?
You
your D-script. Try to talk all proper and shit, nigga. Hey, yo, shorty, this nigga's trying to talk proper. That nigga living in the projects, man. Don't fuck
yo,
with that.
Oh, man, a weirdo. A weird nigga's waving about
me. Why, because I'm telling the truth?
I'm sorry, how much you weigh, man? I'm telling you.
Why is this nigga asking men how much he weighs?
Hey, yo, sir, why you come in here?
Whoa,
man.
Okay, now he's talking this gay shit. Uh-oh, he's showing his sensitive side.
Yo, Chicago.
Look at him. Sounds like a bitch.
What's your weight in your height, man?
Nah, look at him. Nigga sound like he got a fucking a turtle up his nose. And
you 5 feet?
Out there, man. Go blow your nose, nigga. Yo, go blow your nose. Come on.
What complexion are you?
Come on. Look at him. Nigga, you know,
he'll get a pussy
in the street, so he has to do it on the fucking phone. That shit is funny. This nigga trying to talk all suave. Hey, yo, shorty, watch out. This nigga ain't got no job.
Yo,
he ain't got no job, man.
Trouble.
He ain't got no job.
What's trouble,
bro? He's going to be mad. Look at him, man.
This nigga going hard right now.
Where do these niggas come from? Where do they get this
money?
You're
mad as shit.
Trying to get their coupons.
That nigga mad as shit. Hey, man,
I'm not even paying this mom on the touch, but I'm just trying to figure out where do these niggas find this buck.
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Trouble. What up, baby?
Come on, don't do that.
Yo, Trouble.
You ready for my email address?
Yo, Trouble, where you from?
What are you talking about?
Nigga. if you see Benson, you let me know. Fuck you mean hold on, nigga? Fuck out of here, nigga.
Uh-huh.
You keep talking to me like that, and your mom ain't never coming home. All right?
Never. Okay, tough guy. Okay.
I'm gonna keep her hanging from my fucking hind legs.
Uh-huh.
From my roof.
Tough guy.
And I live
tough
on the fourth floor. I'm on the first floor. So how does that make you feel, pussy?
Uh huh.
Anyway, Shorty, why are you talking to some real men, man? This nigga pussy.
That
kind of nigga gonna get you burnt, Shorty. You better watch out for that nigga. Little nigga, man. Yo, Shorty, how old are you, sugar face?
Sugar face.
21? Yeah. Are you black or white?
Black.
How black are we talking? Like 12 midnight, 2 a.m., 5 p.m.? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I said a lot of times, motherfucker. You saw,
What's this sugar face?
man, you know what, Shorty? There's a lot of literacy in America, and I think you're part of that little piece.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you a simple question. You can't answer that?
Mm-hmm.
You said, how black are you? I said, black. What the fuck?
Oh, you got a nasty, whoa. You better calm yourself down before I chin check you.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Shorty.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how tall are you?
5'6".
5'6"? How much you weigh, big head?
160.
Yeah, that shit work. I'm taking that from you, 6'6".
I'm taking that shit,
nigga. That shit works.
You know what? Son is mad tight.
Nigga's
trying to intimidate his way through. He wants to talk to the female, but he's not going to go anywhere because he's thirsty. That's funny.
Yeah, he's going to stay waiting there until Shorty disses me or I leave. So he can be like, yo, fuck that nigga. What's up, though, Shorty? That nigga get no pussy, man. That's what non-pussy niggas get to do. Pussy, man. Hey, yo, Shorty, do you really want to be with this loser, man? Like, do you want to waste your time? This ain't got no job. He ain't got no job. That nigga live with his grandmother. I mean, he live with his great-great-great-grandmother. I mean, that nigga sleep in her rocking chair and shit while she's sleeping in the bed. That nigga, like, 19. He still got a diaper on and gets breastfed by his mother. You serious? Oh, man, this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Right, hey, yo, Shorty. Hey, Sugar Lips. The word.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Yo, I know you in here, you pumpkin head bitch.
Eight.
2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who's in the room?
Shit.
Let me shut the fuck up for uppercutting you, nigga.
Here we
go with this tough time. Hmm. You must have had the Captain Crunch today, huh?
Captain Crunch? I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. I did have Captain Crunch. I'm the captain, and your mom was doing all the crunching, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, like that.
That was corny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you ain't got no teeth in your mouth, dog.
No teeth.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my fault. You got to grind up all your food and
right.
Put it in a milkshake. You got to grind the steak up, his crackers and shit. They got carrot, steak, and rice together. Blending the fuck up. Nigga, you might as well eat some fucking Gerber baby food, nigga.
Buster.
Word, mush peas and carrots. Pussy.
Yeah, me pussy. There's a female that finds it funny, too. In the background, unless that pimp sound like a bitch.
Yeah, that sounds like a bitch.
Oh, Lord.
Nine.
One.
Uh-huh.
Who's in the room?
Who's in here, man?
Hot tub.
Three.
All right, it's three motherfuckers in here. It gotta be some pussy in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the soft, wet, mushy kind. Not no pussy niggas, man. Get out of here.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
11.
Zero.
12.
Zero.
11.
Zero.
Hot tub.
Four.
Zero.
Nine.
One.
Wait a minute.
In the room.
Eight.
One.
Seven.
Five.
Seven.
Where is you?
Who you, girl? Who you, girl? Why you sound like... Hold on, Ma. Why you sound like your pussy's mad little? Why you sound like your pussy's mad little?
That's what I'm talking about. Bubble issues and all, girl. That's what I'm talking about.
Negative.
Sure you look like Rakim in the face.
Yeah.
I said Cujo.
Nah, nigga, I ain't no Cujo. I said Cyrax from Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you said Cujo.
So if I had tomatoes, I'd throw them at you.
Well, sure, you sound Spanish, but then you sound like a Project Dirty bitch.
No, but I'm not, though, so shut up.
How old are you? Are you 21? Is that a 21-year-old?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
Tiny pussy?
Uh-huh.
No, it doesn't matter. This tiny pussy will be on your face.
Oh, yeah,
ooh.
I can do it. We can do that as long as it's bump
yeah,
free.
Yeah, I know we can. I know
as long, as, long, as long as it's bump free.
I know.
I want no mountains on that pussy, okay?
Nope.
All right?
I know.
I don't want no crabs either. I'm allergic to crabs.
I don't know.
And this ain't Halloween, so I don't want no monster either. I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, stop waiting for that. Shorty, you're stuttering. That lets me know that your pussy smells like. You're stuttering. So that lets me know, furthermore, that your pussy smells like ketchup. I mean, it is what it is.
And then that's something that you like.
I mean, no, I don't. Why are you stuttering?
Exactly. Come on, don't stop it, Paul.
Stuttering?
Don't think about it.
Don't think about it. Stuttering? Don't think about you. It's hard to think about you stuttering when you keep doing it.
Don't think about it. Listen, you already said I could sit on your face.
Oh, you're stuttering again. What's going on?
She already been shitting your mouth. Sure.
Yeah, I think she's a dude, man. I think she must be. Justin, do you hear the captain from home? You hear this Captain Saverho who's not going to get her number?
It's all right. It's all right. Don't get upset because he laughed at my joke.
I mean, shorty, I laughed at your joke, but that's not the point.
It doesn't matter. Listen. Don't get upset.
That's not the point. How can I get upset?
It's okay.
Let him know.
Why you got to do Captain Saverho because he laughed at my joke? Come on.
You have a low phone, so I'm going to talk over you like I've been doing the whole time I've been talking.
To check your mailbox,
ah,
your else's box,
my phone was
three,
low, though.
And the bear, press three.
Yeah, it was.
You're in the lobby. For the front rooms, press 1. For the bulletin board, press 2. For CB, press 3. For the personals, press 4. For
the
voicemail, press 5. For the back rooms, press 7. For the locator, press 8. And for the directory, press 9. Back rooms, press 10 through 30. Back rooms, 30.
0.
1.
5.
Feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
2.
4.
Yo, who's in the room? I know somebody in this bitch ass room.
None of your goddamn business, nigga. Shut the fuck up and mind your own business, nigga. You the bounce, bitch.
But you felt real tough saying that on that little ass phone, huh?
I'm just playing, man. I'm just fucking around, man. That's all. You just having a good ass time on this party line, you dig?
I mean, I am, because your mom is over here licking my nuts while I'm on here, so.
Oh, man.
I'm good.
Where did you get that joke from? I've never heard that.
Oh, I got it from a fact of life, because this is what's really going down.
Man, that's so original.
And they're actually doing a documentary on sluts in the United States, and your mom comes in second place.
Wow.
First place was actually your grandmother, but you know.
Ooh.
She's the queen slut of all freaks, so it is what it is.
Damn, everybody in the room is just laughing.
I mean, they don't have to laugh. It's like, I'm the only one feeling good about this situation.
Feeling good about an old lady, right? You like old ladies?
Nah, she ain't an old lady to me. She's
like
an old slut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Old slut, but you like old sluts, right?
Yes,
right?
No.
Sorry, man. Hey, if that's your
hold
name,
on, hold on. I got
like
put the phone down. I'm about to nut in your mom's face again.
Oh,
hold on,
I knew you was a fag. This guy's a fag. I'm about to nut in your mouth with a fag. You're a homo.
Long ass sideburns you got, nigga.
Stay in this room if you guys are at home or want to listen to this guy busting nuts and dudes.
No,
mouth.
Doug, stop worrying about what another man is doing and keep him moving, pussy.
Word.
It's amazing because you just told the whole room that they want to hear a faggot stay in the room and
you
stood in the room.
You just told the whole room.
Look at him.
You
just
told the whole room.
He just exposed his panty line. His panty line is definitely exposed.
Yes, sir.
What the fuck do you think about it that he's not denying it? It is what it is. This nigga has a pair of nuts and a pair of double D titties.
Really?
Nigga's
a
faggot.
A pair of double D titties.
We're just stuttering right now, so you know what I'm going to do, homeboy? I'm going to leave the room and I'm going to dip out of here because you're a faggot.
You pronounce your words correctly, right?
Fuck up.
1.
Who's in the room? Yo.
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 Yo. Oh, stop in this nigga's mouth. Oh, hold on.
Who's in the room?
Oh, we're not done. Oh, hold on. Oh.
Who's in the room?
5.
5.
This falls on the Sunday, right?
Top equals blue job.
It's that time of the month where you're leaking out. Say, ow.
Ow.
I say it now. They on their period by that time.
Well, where you going to get your bitch?
I'm going
to take it to Atlantic City. What you
going to get your bitch? And my nigga, you going to wear the red skinny jeans on Valentine's Day?
No, I guess this room is a fag room.
No,
a lot of faggots having a faggy A meeting. They having a FAA, faggy.
Yeah, you want to be the leader of the group.
Stuttering, homeboy. You're stuttering. I can't hear what you said.
Oh shit.
I heard you.
You trying to expose the chink of the armor, huh?
Anyway, you got the FAA in the building. FAA.
Right.
Faggot Awareness Association. No,
right. I might celebrate it on a Saturday.
Oh, Faggot Awareness Association. What's going on with the FAA?
It's perfect for you fag ass niggas. Faggot ass nigga, get out of here. That nigga smell like ass juice. Nigga's breath smell like shit balls.
What
get out of here.
Never
dog.
Let your mama sit on
yo,
my face.
Man, your breath smell like shit balls, dog. Get out of here. Nigga got the doo doo breath. Get out of here, nigga.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of chocolate on your upper lip.
Oh, man. Faggot ass nigga.
Ow.
Doo doo chasing ass nigga.
Get your faggot ass up.
Doo doo chasing. Who's in the room? Yo, where these bitches at, man?
Mm-hmm. Maxed.
You got
till
9 o'clock, right?
One.
Yeah, actually, this shit is over now. One room.
Nine.
One.
Yo.
Yo.
Hot tub.
Three.
Go ahead.
You tell me there's a female in this room, man.
You gotta be one.
Only one bitch on here.
11.
0.
12.
0.
8.
1.
Maxed. Facts.
2.
5.
5.
Well, I got so many bitches, I can't keep track.
4.
2.
Who's in the room?
Mm-hmm.
3. 1. Who's in the room?
2.
5.
I think one is in here. Where the lady is at? Come on, man, this is stuff. You mean tell me it's all dudes on this chat line? Not one bitch? Fucking disgusting, man.
No,
all the chicks
about one bitch.
What happened?
What'd you say about one bitch?
I said there's one bitch that I got in my closet, which happens to be your grandmother, keeps squirming.
Son, you mad pussy, shut up.
Yeah, he is.
That's nice. Nice dude.
You're a fat ass Puerto Rican, man. Get your words together, pussy.
What?
Dirty ass Cuban nigga.
He's a pussy.
Oh, man, I'm not even going to go there with you, boy.
There's no need to.
I'm
going to
go there with you, dude. Nah. No comprende, mi amigo.
Dirty ass Mexican nigga.
You're damn right. Chicano, B.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Mexican American, nigga.
Yeah, I'm hot again.
I got gear, though. Nigga, I'm fitted, though. I got on Nike Dunks.
I mean, I don't fuck what you got on, pussy. I got your mom on my
nigga.
Cock. How about that one?
Fuck out of
here. Yeah, I don't know.
My mommy's a classy lady. She doesn't fuck with you.
Yeah, she's a classy lady in the daytime.
People.
She's a hoe at night, though.
No, nigga, she's classy.
Right now, she's in a hoe status right now. I think we got somebody that gets sensitive. We got somebody that's sensitive. Sensitive ass nigga's mom's a whore at nighttime. How's that make you feel to know your mom's
criminal
at
justice? She's in criminal justice. My mom is not fucking with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Criminal is definitely
dudes, sorry.
Yo, dog, I'm sorry to let you know. I'm sorry you found out this way, but your mom's a slut.
Man, you know how old I am, man.
I mean, I don't know how old you are. I know how old I've been fucking with your mom. I know that.
All right. You're so fucking pathetic, dude.
I know that. I spell pathetic.
Pathetic, dude.
Exactly.
You're pathetic. I'm not
going
to. Why would I put down in your level, B?
Exactly, because you can't spell it. Understandable. Understandable. It's cool. Just say that next time. You say you can't spell words that you say. Just say that.
Oh, my God. I'm all right.
Hey, get out of here, dog. Here you go. Go gargle, pussy.
Puss.
And this guy's mom's fucked up tonight.
What's in the room with that loud ass music?
Maxed.
Mm-hmm.
30.
2.
Yeah, but what does that
girl?
Mean? He had that cut on his face.
Who are
I
you,
wanted
girl?
To kiss it, you know?
Who are
what
you,
happens
girl?
When you go there?
I wanted to kiss that cut.
You should have.
Yeah, son, go in.
No.
Fuck that. Go in.
Word up. Go in.
Hey, yo, GQ, go in, man.
I mean, hey yo, Shorty, what's good? Where you calling from?
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling from my bedroom. Where you?
Okay, sugar face. That's what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Sugar lips over there.
Mm-hmm. Which
hey,
lips
so,
are you referring to?
Oh,
because I put lipstick on both lips.
Oh, you know what? I was at. This conversation just has gotten a lot better.
He's talking about the lips. He's talking about the lips you apologize with, not the ones that you bitch with. You got two sets of lips. One set of lips you bitch with, and the other set you apologize with. Remember that.
Oh well, you must be talking about my vaginal lips. Those are the ones that I apologize with.
Vaginal.
Vagina. I like to call
JJ.
It because I'm a little dirtier than that.
Yeah, well, I don't use those kind of words.
Vag. Can we call it a slit?
No.
How about uterus? Can we say uterus?
No.
How about uterus? How about
where you hold the baby. That's not where you...
How about box?
How about clitoris?
Mm-mm. No, the clitoris is not the lip.
How about my fun bag?
No.
No, no fun bag.
How about we call it the love chamber?
It's not a bag. You make it sound like it's bags.
How about the snack box?
How about we call it the love chamber?
Ah, look at this faggot, man. Get out of here, man.
Snack box.
No, snack box. Snack box.
Five personals. If you're a guy. You're in the lobby. Live room. If there's nine here, press maxed. 30.
3.
We don't want no cream pies.
No, we give the bitches some cream pies, and then they go to work.
I'm doing some new shit, man.
It ain't the
snack box no more,
because
after that shit, the cream pie, I don't want
nah,
that
shit. Nah, man. I'm busting bitches' asses nowadays, and when I'm about to nut, I'm going to pick up a pie and
bust
slam it in their face while I'm nutting.
Bust a nut up in that shit, and then have a fucking fart it out.
this nigga's bugging. He's on some gay shit, man. I'm out of here.
Michael.
Talk to me.
Talk
to me, snack box.
Yeah, age minus 10.
Come the fuck on. We're going to do this shit again?
Yo, Ma, your legs ain't spread yet? What's popping? How come niggas letting you live? Niggas letting her ride, letting you ride in here? Come on, man. Don't let her ride in here without spreading her legs. What up?
I'm going to find his age. Her age is age minus 10.
29.
0.
I'm fine with it. Now I know how old it is. Every time she says your age plus this,
one.
Bro, I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm in there. Who in the room?
26.
3.
Dan Duke wants to follow.
Yeah. Of course, why wouldn't we? I mean, it's not like you don't know.
No, man, it's not that deep. It's not that deep, bro. It's not that deep, though. Not that deep.
I ain't no hater.
I mean, if that man got enough game to take us 3-5, I don't do that, y'all.
I don't know, you know. She keeps talking about David and shit. I'm like, God damn it.
Hey, dog.
David here.
Hey, yo, Shorty. Sweetheart, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Oh, okay, so they're both the same age? Okay,
right,
never mind.
Yeah,
old bitch. You're an old horse.
Yeah, and they're both. I'm 21, she's like,
you
don't have to be my mom.
Nobody asked you. I bet you can still ride, huh, ma? I bet you still ride well.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful, dude.
Shut the fuck up, dog.
Shut your soft, sack ass up, nigga.
Yeah,
fact. That's disrespectful.
Oh, I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker.
Because I got a mother of my own age.
Nigga, so do I, nigga. I'll talk for a while. Go back to the room they was in.
Oh, man, what's wrong with
27?
What's she saying?
You went back to the room that they was in before.
28.
Zero.
29.
Zero.
30.
Yo, man.
Who's in the room?
Who just ate a big ass plate of food? And now they about to eat a big ass bowl of chili, Captain Crunch?
Two.
Y'all niggas pussy.
Who's in the room?
Niggas pussy.
Bitch, you fucking them.
One.
Who that?
Who that? Yo, who in? Who in? Who in?
Four.
Three.
That nigga used to be like,
Yo, in the room.
Yo, who's in here? Fucking goddamn it.
There's four niggas in here, man. It's disgusting. They all waiting for a bitch. This nigga need to get out more, man. It's Wednesday night, man. It's pussy out on the street.
Four bitch niggas, though.
Bitch out, nigga. This nigga's gonna be alone Valentine's Day in the same room doing
yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing, not a fucking thing.
Yeah, you fools are annoying. You know, you realize that, right?
It's funny, man. It's like all I gotta do is keep talking, and whatever topic you break into lets me know that you are that topic. I said that you're gonna be mad lonely for Valentine's Day, and you're gonna be stuck in this room, and you responded to that. Not to the one earlier, to that one. Which lets me know furthermore that you're going to be alone in Valentine's Day. Matter of fact, when you hang up, you're going to be alone again.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is, though. You're a faggot, man. I'm out of here.
Five.
Four.
Six.
Two.
Who's in the room? Eating them old ass Pop Tarts.
Max.
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
One.
Yep.
Mm hmm.
Nine.
One.
Hot tub.
Three.
Who's in the room?
Go ahead.
11.
Zero.
12.
Zero.
13.
Zero.
14.
One.
Yep.
Yep.
15.
Zero.
16.
Zero.
17.
Two.
We were sending a lot of emails, like about 20 to 30 emails per day.
I got your fat ass, bitch. Good room that we got in before. How about that go private? How about that one?
See what I'm saying?
All right, press get just private. Cause I can't take these interruptions.
You are fast.
Your room number is
566.
Mm-hmm. Yo, what you press to get your private?
Hello.
Yeah, you press one, dog.
I did.
I'm talking about her. I mean him.
Why y'all following me around?
All right, yo, baby, it's 566.
Okay, 539.
Go.
3-5.
Enter the 3-digit ID code of the person you want a one-on-one with. Please wait for the requested party.
Hello?
Yeah, baby, yeah, this nigga's crazy.
How you got in here?
No, wait, hold on, don't leave yet.
I knew y'all was gonna do that.
No, because I sounded just like him for a second.
No, you didn't. You didn't sound like him at all.
So what's good? How you doing? Yo, where you calling from?
That was your code. That wasn't his.
No, that was his.
No, so why are you in here, not he?
Because I'm on freeway.
No.
He went to go use the bathroom. He had doo-doo.
No.
Yo. I'm saying, so wait, what's that, your long-lost boyfriend?
No, he knows the guy that I liked in junior high school.
It seems like he likes you, though.
I think maybe kind of, because he said he shouldn't have mentioned the guy, but we was, you know, we don't know each other to determine that.
Oh, yeah, so what is it going to take for one of us to get to know you?
What do you mean one of you? You and your goons are following me around, intruding in my conversations.
I mean, maybe I was trying to save you from something you didn't see.
Save me from what? I wasn't sinking into anything.
Oh, yeah.
A casual conversation.
You said you're 36, right?
Yeah.
Well, my brother here, he's 33.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I wasn't interested in your brother.
I'm interested in you. So
that was very deceitful what you did.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's the type of motherfucker I am.
I'm gonna have to go find him.
Well, hold on. You said you was calling from your bedroom, right?
Yeah.
What can I do to actually be a part of that bedroom?
I'm not accepting any applications for any cuddy buddies right now.
Oh, yeah, cuddy buddies. You sound real cute saying that. Can you say that again?
No.
I love when you say cuddy buddies.
I said cuddy buddies.
Oh, yeah, I got you to say it again. So, wait a minute. What are you, black, white, Spanish?
I am African Barbadian. My mother's American. My father's from Barbados.
And how tall are you?
5'3".
What, you weigh like 167?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Don't you mean African and Bayesian?
I said African Barbadian. Bayesian is the nickname for someone from Barbados, but the real name is Barbadian.
Oh, okay.
They
I didn't know
say
that.
Bayesian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. So, I take it your weight really carries you. Like, you carry your weight?
I have to carry it because it's on me. It can't carry me.
Hold on. What's the numbers?
What number?
Yeah, she's 5'3", 167. Are you in the D section or the C section when
C.
it comes to, huh?
C.
C?
Mhm.
Oh, she has a big ass.
Yeah, she does. She has a lot of hips.
Yeah. Do you have a biff?
A what?
A biff.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
A butt in the front.
No.
You got a big stomach?
Actually, the only thing I have is a scar because I had an operation years ago.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
That's personal.
Oh, well, can I lick your scar?
Sure.
Okay.
When I show it in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have a C-section scar, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I love C-section scars.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me? All right, you see. I'm going to put them on. I'm going to get a dinner fork, a knife, and a bed. I'm going to go to work on that.
Are you pretty?
It depends on what you call pretty.
Well, I think pretty. I think, you know who Bahamadi is? Matter of fact, you know who Grace Jones is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think she's pretty at all. So, if you look like Grace Jones or somewhat close, you're ugly.
Well, I don't think I'm comparative to her.
Okay. Okay, now what about Bahamadias?
I don't know what she looks like.
That's Lady of Rage.
Mm-mm.
All right, well, then we're good, you know. Janet Jackson?
No, I don't look like Janet Jackson.
Does Janet Jackson look like you?
No.
All right. So, do you have like a MySpace or some shit like that?
No.
You sound real like you sound real ready over there.
Ready for what?
I think you know what we're talking about.
No, I'm actually getting ready to take my nap.
Take your nap? Can I take it with you?
Sure.
Oh yeah. No doubt. Where's your children at?
My son is 18, so he's playing basketball.
Damn. Okay, so I'll come keep you company while your son is gone.
Nah, I'm supposed to see my boo-boo on tomorrow, so.
Oh, yeah, you about overdue?
No, I saw him last week, I think on Wednesday. The week before that, I saw him on Saturday, so.
Okay.
You know, it's funny, homeboy's probably still in the room waiting for you.
Yeah, I know. I got to go get him.
Nah, don't get him.
Why? What y'all did was very rude.
I didn't do anything.
He really didn't do anything. It was actually on my door.
Mm-hmm.
But I was saving you from him for this Negro right here.
Uh-huh.
Saving me from what? He wasn't doing anything harmful.
I mean, he's a square. You gotta leave squares alone.
Basically.
Yeah, but I can make my own decisions.
Yeah, you can. Unfortunately, I had to make it for you this time.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna take charge now, and I'm disconnecting this call. All right. Later.
Peace. You're in the lobby. Rooms, press 1. For the bulletin board, press 2. For CB, press 3. For the live room, if there's 9 here, just press 1 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
If you are new, I'll explain. You next. Live room, if there's 9 here, just press 1 through 9. 9.
1.
Hot tub.
3. Zero.
12.
Zero.
13.
Zero.
14.
1.
He's in the room.
Zero.
16.
Zero.
17.
Zero.
18.
Zero.
19.
1.
Who's in here,
man? There.
20.
Zero.
21.
Zero.
22.
Zero.
23.
Zero.
24.
1.
Who's that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like how somebody followed you right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, what's up with these chat line niggas trying to sound like Casanovas and they sound like bitches over here rapping? This nigga sound like
Who are you trying to refer that to, you idiot?
I think he's trying to refer to the nigga that's in the back trying to sound like passing over. Nigga sound like a black Fabio.
Like,
what the fuck is going on?
You know
nigga sound like
right.
a black Fabio.
Hold on, Ma. You know what? You're right. That was rude. Go ahead. Finish
you're
your conversation.
Puerto Rican?
I'm sorry. No.
Negative.
No.
I'm not
Puerto
Rican.
Rican.
I'm not. Don't you ever insult me like that again.
Ever.
What are you, Dominican?
Don't ever. You ever insult me like that again.
You're Spanish?
Don't. No. Fuck no, I ain't Spanish.
Doug, she's an asshole. She's doing it on purpose. It doesn't matter.
Wait, do I smell like orange
Spanish,
juice?
All right?
Do I smell like orange
you're
juice,
Spanish?
Huh? What happened?
Are you Spanish? Are you Spanish, sir, back there?
No, I'm not Spanish. I was going to ask you the same thing.
Not
are you Spanish?
I'm talking about the other one that just
that's
said.
My brother. Yo, are you Spanish?
No.
What are you?
That's not emotional. That's not really terminally emotional.
No, that's not.
No, we're on the real though. What are you, big head?
All right, you're upset.
Ain't working on her.
You should do some saying name callings and shit.
My bad, shorty. Yo, what are you? I apologize about that. What are you?
I'm a human being.
Yeah, well, what race are you?
What?
It doesn't matter.
What nationality are you?
Who said it did matter, nigga?
Okay, bitch. See, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you asked
like a
simple question. I mean, I am. I have phone muscles. You didn't know?
Have phone muscles?
I have phone muscles.
Oh,
okay.
You have telephone conversation.
Yeah. I'm a telephone tough guy. That's what it is.
Okay.
I'm a pussy in the street, though. So it's
how
like,
many telephone police came here?
Whoa, you stuttered there. I'm going to give you one more chance to say it.
So how many...
Whoa, you started again.
Oh, okay.
I see this is going to be a problem for you.
So funny.
I see it's going to be a problem for you, all right? I'm bad. I'm going to talk a little slower, you know? Try it again. Just try it again.
I'm all right.
It's okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
No doubt. You
can't hear me, nothing.
I see hooked on fine. It didn't work for you.
Anyway.
It is what it is.
Go up.
Steve's not in the room, all right?
Press 7.
Really?
0.
Like we're not going to
25.
1.
It smells like fish in here. Who's in the room?
Dirty twat in here.
One.
Smells like diesel mechanic oil in here.
0.
25.
1.
Shorty, what are we getting to, you big head bitch?
26.
0.
Yo, go on the fucking floor. You're going to be scratching your fleas in the bed.
27.
1.
Dirty motherfucker.
20.